If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today, I don't know if you guys knew this, but it is National Cherish and Antique Day.
Of course we knew that.
And I, of course, everybody knew that. But I wanted to dig a little bit deeper, you know, because I could have gone like, you know, 10 antiques that everybody's got in their home. Do you guys know how long something has to exist for it to be to considered an antique?
I feel like you become vintage before you become an antique, right? So I'd say 20 years roughly is vintage.
I'll say 25.
25 to become an antique.
Yes. I'd say 85 years.
85 years, Ted Smith.
65 years?
The full century, boys. 100 years old to become an antique. So these are 10 things becoming an antique this year.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things that are becoming antique in 2025. And no, we're not talking about the age of Miles' liver. Heyo. Wow. This got me thinking, what are some strange old things people with no life whatsoever collect? How about George Franzen, who has a collection of over 5,000 fossilized coprolite? That would be poo, feces, fecal, doo-doo, dung, dookie, crap, excrement. You might be wondering how he knows all of his fossilized butt nuggets are real. I bet he licks them.
God. Come on. All right, things that are officially classified as an antique this year. Everybody's favorite hoity-toity publication.
Time?
The New Yorker.
Oh, The New Yorker.
The New Yorker. First issue was published back in 1925, and it cost 15 cents. And was actually the source of several film adaptations, including Meet Me in St. Louis in 1944 with Judy Garland, adaptation in 2002 with Meryl Streep, and Brokeback Mountain in 2005 was actually a New Yorker story.
Damn.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson has a song about that from years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, about cowboys on the range, and they get a little lonely.
Okay.
I guess that's a thing that's been kind of known?
Sure. We just don't talk about it. Yeah. We just write songs and stories about it.
I wish I could quit you.
Yeah. Number 9, The Great Gatsby.
Turns
100 years this year, released back in 1925.
Right.
Cost $2 when it first released, which is kind of the equivalent of 30 these days. Couple facts, F. Scott Fitzgerald was apparently a terrible speller. There was another piece of his works that he...
by F. That can't spell my first name, Frederick, man.
I can't do it, man.
I like that. You could write a book as a bad speller.
Right. And there was there was another publication that he had that some English critic or something like that, literary critic, said was one of the most incomprehensible pieces of work just because of the terrible grammar errors and whatnot. But it had a film adaptation the very next year and has a musical due at the London Coliseum this year to celebrate the centennial.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. Things that can officially be classified as an antique this year. Corona beer.
Damn. 100.
Corona started 100 years ago.
100 years ago. Does anybody know the origins of Corona? It does go back to Modelo. Like, it stuck with Modelo. It started there and it stayed there the entire time.
I don't know.
A German brewmaster moved to Mexico to work for Modelo, and that's where they developed the Corona Mexican lager.
Hmm.
And it took a hit back in 1987. Does anybody remember the rumors that were going around about Modelo, Corona back in 1987? It was contaminated.
With?
Urine.
Oh, come on.
Right? Come on, gang.
I think you say that about most beers.
And then, of course, it found new life during 2020 and COVID.
Yep.
Came the drink there because of the coronavirus.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I remember flying back from a funeral. The guy next to me ordered a Corona. He's like, pretty funny, huh? And I had no idea what was about to happen. So I was like, I don't get it.
Oh, no.
And his wife's like, he's being an a-hole. There's some giant disease in China coming out.
Oh, no.
And he's like, it's called Corona. I mean, it's the exact guy you think it is.
It's going to shut down the world.
Right, he's in his Tommy Bahama shirt. This is a BWI. He's going to the Caribbean. I mean, it's the exact guy you think it is.
Oh, no.
He's so proud of himself, Mike.
10 things that can officially be classified as an antique this year. Honeymaid, the company Honeymaid. In case you guys didn't know, the Graham cracker was developed by Minister Sylvester Graham in an effort to repress the sexual desires of his followers.
Yeah, man. If you're eating Graham crackers, you don't have time to catch it, you know.
That's right, to catch it.
My hands are full.
Is it just s'mores? Is it the only time we eat those?
Pretty
Some people
much.
Crush
a handful of other things, yeah.
You could also just crush them up, put milk, and have cereal that way.
That's not a bad call.
Right, you can also dress a handful of things up, like cheesecake crust is usually graham crackers as well.
But does anyone just eat graham crackers?
It's like the vanilla wafer. Babies. I know it exists, but I mean, when do you really eat it?
But honestly,
around Christmas, my wife is making something that calls for graham crackers. And then I'll break one off, and I say the same thing every year, once a year. Damn, man, these are really good.
Vanilla wafers are good.
Hell yeah, dude.
Do you like them plain or with the cinnamon stuff on top, whatever that is?
You know what? I'll take them both ways, there, okay. Miles, but the cinnamon
stuff
I'm
not even sure
kicks.
what the difference is. It's like crunchy and creamy peanut butter, plain and whatever else it is.
Things officially classified as an antique this year, the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
F. Scott Fitzgerald would have sucked at it.
Yeah, he absolutely would. To this day, nobody knows why it's called a bee. Like, Scripps came out, they were like, we don't know why they call it a spelling bee.
Maybe it was a jamboree?
It was originally organized by a newspaper as a way to consolidate a number of local spelling bees in the area. So it's like, hey, kids, come on over here and, you know, test against the winner of this one over here and this one over here.
Okay.
It has had two winners on 6 different occasions. And then they just recently changed the ruling to where if there's two people, because there's a time cutoff.
Right.
And so if there's two contestants standing at 6 o'clock when they end it, then they do like a written test or something like that to finish it out. Yeah.
Just to get out of a written test, I'd throw it.
You'll like this, Steve. Words are actually reviewed before the event to avoid the giggle factor. So words like titillation and whatnot. Don't get
their kids, right.
Exactly. Mount Rushmore is officially an antique this year.
All right, 100 years old.
Named after attorney Charles Edward Rushmore.
Why?
That's debated. But he made a sizable donation to the sculpture, so that could very well be why he got his name there. The fourth face was actually debated, so they definitely were going to do George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Abraham Lincoln. But the creator of Mount Rushmore was really pushing for Teddy Roosevelt. Another was pushing for Woodrow Wilson because of all of his work during the war.
Yeah.
And then there was actually a grassroots campaign to launch a fifth face on Mount Rushmore for Susan B. Anthony.
Really?
But then the Great Depression was coming on. World War II was bubbling up. They said, but we don't have time for this.
He's up on the rocks.
You want to Mount Rushmore or money?
Say what now?
Because she got money.
She did. She did get money.
So, I mean, what would you rather have? Like, if you knew.
I'm going to take Mount Rushmore.
I'm taking money.
I'm taking the mountain. The money's
gone.
When's
the last time you saw Susan B. Anthony? If you put me on a bill, I'm taking the bill.
Right.
But the Susan B. Anthony coin, like, even when you give it to someone, they just keep it. Or they take it to Coinstar, right? You know what I mean? It's just,
keep it.
If the person in front of you in line pays with the Susan B. Anthony, as a guarantee, that's part of your change.
Miles' favorite candy bar, the Mr. Good Bar, becomes an antique this year.
It's not bad.
Mr. Good Bar, underrated bar. It's just hard to find them.
Yeah.
So they
don't have as much rice crunch as a crunchy bar.
Correct.
Crunch bar.
Yeah, crunch bar.
But they're still good.
I agree. And in fact,
Mr. Good Bar was just peanuts.
It is peanuts, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Is that the other one? Which one? Oh, I'm thinking of Crackle.
100 grand.
All right.
Well, or is it Crackle?
Hershey has the Crackle. Nestle has the Crunch.
Gotcha. There it is. Okay, thank you. You're right. Mr. Good Bar's peanuts. You got it.
Yeah.
You got
it. Back then, that was big tech.
It was, man.
We got chocolate bars. Yeah, see, this one's got peanuts.
Marketed
in it.
As a tasty lunch during the Great Depression.
Yeah, protein.
Damn right. Look at that. Hailed as a better alternative for s'mores. They're wrong. Just going to throw this one in here real quick. Tirani syrups. You guys know those in your coffee shops and whatnot. Those were released back in 1925 with five flavors. The only two that I can know are grenadine and lemon. The other ones are like tamarindo, orgeat, and anisette.
I think those are the ones I use in my Italian soda.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Italian sodas.
Yeah.
Number two on the list of things that can officially be classified as an antique this year was a song covered by the likes of Bing Crosby, Ray Charles, and the Beatles before they were even famous. However, it became this theme song.
Oh, the Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
That's what it's called?
Sweet Georgia Brown, yes, was made back in 1925.
Also known as the Harlem Globetrotters theme.
That's right. That's pretty much the only, only way I know it. And then the number one thing that can officially be classified as an antique this year, but it's going to be at the very end of this year, Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, damn.
Dick Van Dyke.
He still looks good, man.
He looks great.
He walks around. He exercises.
He's moving, man. He's got to make
it. He looks like Dick Van Dyke at 100 years old.
Yes, he does. He really does. It looks like they pulled him out of Mary Poppins and just put an old suit on him, and then he's just good to go.
Right.
He's got to make it to December 13th.
Come on, Dick. You can do it.
Come on, Dick.
It's not the first time I've said that.
Don't leave us.
Don't.
Well, it's
I'm
Jack.
Done.
That was
I'm
the
done.
Jack Daniels.
Authorities in Madrid.
We can do this. We can do
it. Come on.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.